since 9/11, and more specifically since around 2004, 2005, the rise of the jihadist group Shabaab has dramatically increased the security threat that Somalia poses to its neighbors and possibly to Western countries in the United States. Shabaab has directly affiliated itself with al-Qaeda, at least rhetorically. It has declared war on both Ethiopia and Kenya. It has a physical presence inside Kenya that puts it in a position to potentially launch a terrorist attack in that country if it chose to do so.
As you mentioned, the conflict in Somalia has been going on for two decades now. Can we blame international exploitation or colonialism as usual?
There's a lot of blame to go around for what has gone wrong in Somalia. Certainly, external actors during the Cold War provided support to a dictatorship that gave rise to these armed liberation movements that then devolved into criminal militia fighting one another. So the external community certainly has its share of blame. Having said that, there's also been a real dearth of good Somali leadership at the political level. Civic level, there's been some fantastic leadership in Somalia, but it hasn't added up to the kind of a movement politically that would unite the Somalis around a common vision. And ultimately, it is the Somali leaders' responsibility to pull the nation out of this mess.
We have the transitional federal government, which virtually has no control whatsoever in the country, yet it is supported by the international community.
We supported the transitional federal government not because it's a good option, because it's been the best of bad options. So there's real frustration both in Somalia and in the international community about what to do with the TFG. The costs of simply abandoning it outright are fairly high. Most observers still don't want to consign Somalia to yet another round of national reconciliation talks and the years that that takes. But this government simply has not been functioning.
Do you think the radicalization that we see in Somalia, to what degree do you think the counterterrorism efforts by the United States, is that contributing to the radicalization?
Yes, this has become a vicious circle in which both Ethiopian and U.S. efforts to reduce or marginalize or defeat Islamic radicals in Somalia has had the unintended consequence of actually strengthening them and empowering them in ways that we could never have imagined 5 years ago. There are policy shifts both in Ethiopia and, more importantly, in the United States on this that make me hopeful that this has been understood and that new approaches are going to be needed to reduce the external irritants that can sometimes inflame radicalism in Somalia.